Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Over and over, I've said this. The voice of my partner you've listened to for over an hour, he sits down and becomes someone else. It's not in the paradigm of your reality. Some have even called it a cult because the strangeness of it. It's simply because you're not used to it. There are those of you who will go and meditate and pray. And you will sit there in your quiet time. You'll feel the love of God. An overwhelming sense of peace and joy that things are all right will come to you. The energy of healing will come to you. Some of you feel it now. And the last thing you're going to do is question if it's strange or odd or weird or appropriate. All you feel is the hands of God taking yours. Your emotional heart is comforted. And all of these things you're used to by yourself. The most ancient of spiritualness would create those who would meditate. The very earliest of the monks believe what you do. That you are not a product of this planet's biology, but of the creative source that is spiritual. A piece of God is in you, and it's not an accident. That your life is important, and that God knows the count of hairs on your head. This is how close you are to the creative source. Not an accident. Not born dirty. Magnificent, each one of you on this planet in your own path. And you look around and you can say, how can this be when there's so much poverty on the planet? There are so many people in trouble. There's so much sorrow. And what I'll tell you, and I've said before over thousands of years, you take turns. Old soul, you've been there and you've done that, and some of you know it. But today you sit in your culture listening to this. And I'll say this again, the discernment of the human being has to be the proof. Is this real? I know who is here. I always do. I knew yesterday when you were going to come. I know that it's a surprise for some that didn't know they were coming, and they're here. I know what you've been through, each of you. I was at your side when you were through it. I'm looking at family, and I want you to look at me the same. Dear ones, is it possible? And you have a best friend with you all the time. Most of you haven't even named it. You simply call it something, a higher self, perhaps an angelic self, something that vibrates higher than you, that is mysterious, that you can't quite relate to, but you know it's there. And in your meditations and in your prayers, ye speak to it differently. Let me tell you, we're tired of being called an it. We're home. We're home. That's who we are. I want to give you another concept if you haven't thought about it. Your best friend, your higher self, is your soul. And this soul that you have, that you really don't understand, is the same one you had in your last life, and the one before, and the one before. Therefore, there is one soul for you and many lives. So when you take a look at who you were in what you would call the Earth's past history, you're looking at your best friend, your soul. And this is why we tell you that your Akash is rich and deep with resources. Think for a moment, old soul. If you could, even for a moment, open the door, and this best friend who is you and your soul, which you consider to be your consciousness, could then start to tell you who you were, more than that, start to bring forward what you'd learned about staying younger, about being healthier, about the experience that you've had that you don't have to have again. Those who graduate from school, even your highest educational institutions, get degrees. And the degree simply says they know what they know. They've been through it. Therefore, they are experts in it. Maybe they even have letters after their name. Well, you do too. And the letters after your name represent the love of God. Being through lifetime after lifetime and coming out the other side so now you can experience what you learned. There are those in here who shouldn't be here, according to the old energy of what you thought you could do. There's more than one, dear ones, in this small assemblage. I'm telling you that you have gone past a near-death experience because of what you believe. Because you can grasp on to a higher source that knows your cellular structure. There are those here who need to hear it because you come for healing. Did you know that the healing that you desire actually is already there and it's in the consciousness? If you want to rearrange a bit of the way you think, your cells will respond. Doesn't matter whether you have pain or degeneration or disease. All of that is renewable. You're built to rejuvenate. Dear human being, that comes with the body. You're magnificent. Later today, I'm going to give you a message that I'll call The State of the Old Soul, 2015. You're in the middle of the year. I want to tell you where you stand and where some of the things are that are changing. To some, it might be a review. For some, it might be the story of your life from what you've experienced since 2012. Things are different. And you're in the right place at the right time. I want you to feel us before we go away in this brief message. If you're just sitting and listening to this message, I want you to feel us. We know who's listening. We know the potentials of who will tune in and listen later to something you think is happening now. The potentials of all those listening is known. We know who you are. Hopefully that will give you comfort in this room and other places to know that there is a plan, that there is beauty, and there is purpose. Despite all that you see around you, despite that, what you see on your news, your television, your programming, I will tell you, we know what's going on. And it's not an error. Stay tuned, there's more. And so it is.